This week, Tennessee becomes the first state to adopt an official safety rating system for youth sports leagues. The program hopes to corral a wild west of safety standards across all sports. It will award levels like bronze and gold to organizations based on their level of compliance. One of the minds behind the new Safe Stars system says the idea came from a discussion about a different state initiative, one that rates the safety of daycares.
Sort of setting minimal safety requirements and health requirements for daycares across the state and how well that was really working and turning out. We sort of said, you know what, we should do something around sports.
Dr. Alex Diamond of Vanderbilt's Injury Prevention and Youth Sports Program compares the current situation to dropping your kid off at a pool that has no lifeguard. Diamond says the new program would set safety standards for potentially life-threatening issues by requiring things like AED machines. To meet the bronze level, organizations would need to check off items on the list, like performing background checks and having an emergency plan. But there's one move they wish all leagues could make, which would earn a top rating.
You know, in an ideal world, we could solve a lot of these problems. And we'd love to have every youth league and organization have an athletic trainer. An athletic trainer can take care of all of these issues and take the burden, quite honestly, off of parents and coaches who are absolutely well-meaning, but volunteers.
But hiring a trainer is an expensive proposition. To have one trainer appear at games alone, it recently cost a Middle Tennessee youth football program nearly $1,700 for the season. Safe Stars would like to see trainers at every activity, including practice, which would greatly increase the cost. The other hurdle for some communities is internet access. Most of the certification courses for things like concussion safety and heat awareness are online only. That would likely limit the participation from some rural or lower-income leagues. Diamond says the group behind Safe Stars is aware of the resource factor faced by some leagues, but believes if their efforts mean saving the life of just one child, it's worth doing. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.